Okay. Hello, welcome to A Professional Morons. I'm here with my friend.
Hi, Colin.
My name's Matthew. Yeah, and so, as the title already says, we are professional morons.
More like morons that are professional, or however you want to say it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He's over here doing a Rubik's Cube.
It's too hard.
That's what she said.
Die!
Because you're gay doesn't mean you can insult me.
What does it?
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait a minute. I can get a full color.
Okay. Yeah, boy.
I just gotta plan this out. That's way over there. How do I move?
You use the boss.
How do I? Oh, no, dang it, that's gonna split it up, though. Oh my gosh.
This is hilarious to watch.
Is that the Communist Rush?
No, it's a song called Speakeasy. Yeah, and so here are three things, actually, that you should know about us.
I'm stupid.
I am also stupid.
I'm a moron.
He's also a moron. I am also a moron. I'm pansexual, and he's gay.
I'm Colin.
And gay, so.
Wow.
That's four things about him, three things about me you should need to know. Let's begin. And also, just a bit of a disclaimer, you can check out his other podcast,
Zeno with Coffee. Zeno, parentheses, around with coffee. I post a new episode every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Go check it out.
And my new podcast that he has not been informed of is called LGBTQ Plus Explained. It's basically where I just explain all the sexualities and stuff.
Well, you're pretty stupid. So
it's called, I got Wikipedia on my side. And I seem pretty petty for using Wikipedia, right?
What a dumb.
I mean, I always have Kira, right?
True.
You guys don't know who Kira is. Her nickname is Laviette. She's basically, the smartest person you will ever meet, LGBTQ knowledge-wise.
Let's go.
And Collins, he's still struggling with his Rubik's Cube. Looks more like a Rubik's Triangle.
Yeah, it's one of these.
I don't know what
it's called. Is this? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's one of these 9x9 triangles. My friend Max, he can solve this within about 30 seconds, and I've been working on it for about 30 minutes now.
Still getting nowhere, guys. Seriously, though.
Hey, I've gotten further. They're not all mixed up. They're just in different spots where I don't want them.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like the communist thing.
Do you want me to play the communist thing?
Do it and you're dead to me.
Okay. Can I play the Star Spangled Banner? We're American, so that's okay, right?
Who doesn't like American patriotism?
I mean, clearly Russia doesn't.
P.S. The New England Patriots suck.
I tend to disagree.
What did I just hear?
I said I tend to disagree. I was a patriot, man. I was a patriot. Are you just walking out of the podcast?
Ah, crap. It was rude.
It didn't break.
No.
Okay. He's gone. He put me in a headlock. He literally went, all that time to I was being quiet and reading Reddit. He literally went to Max and had him solve it in, 10 seconds.
I'm triggered.
We know.
Give me the room. It's good.
Okay.
I want to make myself feel proud, so I'm just going to move the corners and say that I solved it. Okay, go.
All right, so this whole James Charles thing.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Langle. How's it going? We're recording a podcast.
Okay, bye, Mr. Langle.
Bye. He's our teacher. He's one of the better ones.
Solved it.
Cool. You must feel so good for yourself to me, like... Oh, let me...
Hey.
What?
No, I haven't told the audience yet.
What?
When do we make a new episode?
We make episodes every Wednesday and Friday.
That does not coincide with my schedule, but,
every Tuesday and Thursday. I record my podcast episodes at home.
Bet I can't solve it.
Go ahead. We can talk about this forever. Well, until it's time to go. I mean, we can record for 30 minutes on this, so. Do you have your phone on you?
Of course I don't.
Okay. One of my favorite memes that's come out of, like, the James Charles thing where, like, Tati basically exposed him was money, power, and a fat – with, like, power, views, and, like, a fat bank account can change, like, almost everybody. And it's a picture of Elon Musk when he revealed PayPal versus him now. Like, his hair –
oh, my gosh, that hairline is amazing.
It's hilarious.
Okay, let's look at something. Let's look at your history.
No, we are not looking – no.
What is that?
Just a lot of music and your Discord thing.
Follow me on Discord at Elon Musk number 2140. Move. I want to do something.
Look up Elon Musk hairline.
Yes, we're going to look it up.
He literally went from, like, he literally...
No,
did...
look. Inside Elon Musk's hair trunk. Hairs along Elon's hairline appear to be transplanted.
He seriously got a hair transplant? He's that insecure about himself?
His hair is embedded into his head?
Ew. Wait. Go left. Go to that one. Future goal is to become so rich that my hairline restores itself out of pure respect. That's a pretty good goal.
Wait a minute. Did he actually do that, though? You dingus, you're an immigrant, so don't even say that.
That was, no one even said... He didn't even say that. Someone just probably cropped that on there. Someone just probably added that on there.
How did Elon Musk grow his hair back? Today's conversation is Elon Musk's hairline, if you haven't noticed.
Yes, we did not disclaim this in the beginning of the video because we're just idiots talking about stuff randomly.
He most likely had a hair transplant. Public perception, so damaged by bad operations from the 70s, still hasn't quite caught up to the state of the art. In the modern era, hair transplants are certainly not perfect, and they can still fail, but generally speaking, good results are possible if you are willing to pay. And you have to pay a lot. Many transplant surgeons in the U.S. charge up to $7.50 per graft. Yeah.
The dude, like, got, like, an $18 billion net worth. Of course, he can afford a $40,000 hair
transplant.
That's
like a penny to him. It's a price amount of it.
I don't know. That's a penny too. Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos.
True.
That is legitimately the best picture ever. Like, not even kidding.
Yeah, Elon Musk has definitely done something with his hair. No.
You don't say. Hey guys, want to hear a story that kind of triggered Colin? Well, something that happened that kind of triggered Colin. He got a, at our, or we're recording at our school, and our school has one of those softwares that, like, monitors, like, what you put in, like, your drive and, like, your emails to, like, make sure it's not
inappropriate. I took a picture of, so we were doing something, and it involved Elon Musk, and I took a screenshot of it, and I got and someone and the school wasn't happy, and I got in trouble for it. So I first warning, inappropriate content. I looked, it was literally just Elon's face.
And like, we thought it was the picture of him smoking weed when he did, when he hosted Meme Review.
No, that was not during Meme Review.
Well, when he was smoking weed.
Okay.
I'm stupid, okay.
You want to see something from Meme Review.
Meme Review. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. That is like the happiest picture of Elon Musk you will ever see.
I am Elon Musk,
and I like trains.
Wait. Hold on. Working with SpaceX and Tesla, hosting Meme Review with PewDiePie.
Oh my gosh, that's like gotta be a. That's like
actually, for some reason, he works 120 hours a week at both companies, which makes absolutely no sense. Wait, hold on. What was it? Alright. I just saw it. Drake meme. New Elon Musk meme review meme.
The story behind Colin's Discord name isn't that his boyfriend.
My friend, he doesn't like me, Elon Musk. So I changed my name to Melon Tusk.
What
I saw the E and the L O N, so I put one of those symbols over the E to make it say E, so it's Milan Tusk.
He basically accent marked the crap out of the E. So instead of saying Melon Tusk, it says Milan Tusk.
I'm a really good computer graphics person and all that. So I can do that. It's actually pretty easy. But what are you reading on Reddit here? Okay. I'm not going to read that. I'm not even going to read the title.
You did, though.
I didn't read what that title was. So I'm not going to read that. Yeah, you have fun on Reddit. I'm gonna show you something funny. Have you ever heard of... Should I click
that? Don't. The XX. What? The XX is a pop band?
Yes. Okay, time to reveal Colin Matthew, whatever your name is. I just said my name.
Yeah, you said your name. My name's Matthew. It's stupido.
I'm not going to reveal my celebrity crush. Let's reveal Colin.
Yeah.
Why do I keep saying my name?
Yeah, we're going to reveal Matthews.
Let's reveal Matthews.
Yeah.
Brendan Urie.
And...
Who is the other guy?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Tom Holland. Don't do it. Don't say it.
And his is...
Don't say it.
Taylor Swift.
Oh my god. Okay. That'll work. Oh my goodness gracious. Look at that. It's a beautiful rainbow right over their eye. His eye. Pink?
Not even kidding, there's this kid at my school who Colin and I are friends with, who literally looks like young Logan Paul.
Oh, dang. Oh, dang. What did I just find? Oh, dang. Oh, my. Ooh, I gotta get off that. Ooh.
I saw something that I really wanted to show you.
Ooh, look at that.
All right, let's stop before people put two and two together and figure something out.
Two and two what?
I don't know. All right, guys, we're coming up on 15 minutes here. It's like 14 and 12 seconds.
Yeah, so. Anyway, guys, that's all we have for today. Hope you liked this short episode, one of our shortest that we're going to do. Come back Friday?
Friday. Because we're going to start the new schedule. Well, actually.
Next week.
We don't.
Next week.
Want to go to your house.
Next week.
Yeah, so we're going to be starting our new schedule next week. We're going to be starting our schedules next week officially. So, bye. This is Matthew and Colin, the professional moron, signing out.
Auf Wiedersehen, Dinguses.